we continue to work with the Department of Corrections to look at their current mitigation strategies, to look at testing of those individuals that have been identified as close contacts, and continue to work with them on the cases that we have seen. You know, I think when we get into talking about herd immunity, when we're talking about that at the state level, at least, we're talking about being quite a ways away from that. When we're talking about more kind of defined settings, such as in the South Dakota Women's Prison, that does potentially play in to this a little bit more, but still at a level that of our current total cases that is far below what we would consider, you know, necessary to hit that herd immunity level and decrease transmission risk itself.